Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 8:44 here on a Thursday morning. And entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward this morning. Right after Three Big Things.
Three.
Redacted Mueller report released today on possible Russian interference in the election.
Two.
Authorities say suspects in Pretty Prairie band room trashing are 8, 10, and 11 years old.
One.
Thunderstorms with lightning and hail across south central Kansas with an inch of rain here in Wichita. Three Big Things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, the gasoline price is going back up in Wichita. Now, we're only going back up to where we jumped up to last week, $2.69 a gallon. But we'd actually come down quite a bit from that over the last week. But now we're back up, $2.69 a gallon, what we're seeing out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a 20% chance for rain at a high of 67 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 41. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 67 again. Now mostly cloudy. North wind at 16 miles per hour and 50 degrees here at KNSS. Now time for entertainment news in the Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we'll tell you about a record subscriber gain for Netflix. Competition heating up.
Netflix reveals it added 9.6 million subscribers during the first 3 months of this year, pulling in a total of 155 million subscribers globally. In a statement, reps for the streaming service say in part, "We are looking forward to a strong slate of global content in the second half of the year, including new seasons of some of our biggest series. Stranger Things on July 4th, 13 Reasons Why, adding as well as big films." The company seemingly has a lot to prove as Disney and Apple both plan to start selling their own video streaming services backed by big budgets later this year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Beyoncé dropping a new album coinciding with her new documentary.
Beyoncé has done it again.
Bring the beat in.
She has dropped a surprise live album just as her new documentary, Homecoming, started streaming on Netflix. Both the album and the film were taped at her Coachella performance last year, which marked the first time a black woman headlined the event. The documentary has footage and clips from backstage, and the album has 38 tracks from the Coachella performance, along with two bonus tracks. Dropping a surprise album isn't anything new to Beyoncé. It's the same thing she did for her 2013 album, Lemonade. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Grand Ole Opry, inducting someone who is not old.
A standing ovation for the Grand Ole Opry's newest member,
Kelsey Ballerini.
Carrie Underwood welcoming Kelsey Ballerini to the Opry family in a video shared to Twitter. The 25-year-old Knoxville native, officially its youngest member. Ballerini tearfully telling a crowd she's happy to know.
Whatever happens, that I can always come here and I can always play country music.
The singer taking to Twitter to thank Underwood, who she says inspired her with her talent and grace. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A new convention for people like Steve McIntosh, who really love reality shows.
Yes! I'm Mike Gunzelman. Reality show fans will be able to share their favorite memories as MTV will be hosting its first ever RealityCon. The venue and locations will be announced shortly, but MTV says that fans will be able to interact with some of the stars, producers, and executives from the MTV network that brought some of the biggest shows in reality TV history, from The Real World to Jersey Shore and much more.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Mike Myers is set to star and executive produce a new comedy series on Netflix. The half-hour series will feature Myers portraying multiple characters and will also include John Lyons as one of the executive producers. Myers and Lyons previously worked together on Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and Austin Powers in Goldmember. And the readaptation of Green Eggs and Ham will be heading to the Netflix streaming service later this year. The 13-episode animated original series will be executive produced by Ellen DeGeneres. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
Let's check in with the late night crew, The Late Late Show with James Corden, CBS.
California lawmakers have introduced a bill that would ban hotels from using tiny shampoo and conditioner bottles. The regulation is an effort to reduce plastic waste. Now listen, as long as I can still take all the towels and lamps, I'm fine with this.
Late Night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
The European Union today threatened to impose tariffs on $20 billion worth of imported U.S. goods, including ketchup, fish, and tractors, which coincidentally is also the title of Kid Rock's new album.
The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
E.L. James, the woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey, oh, she's come out with her newest erotic novel. It's called The Mister.
Ooh.
And it's, the story is actually about income inequality. Or as Bernie Sanders put it, I've never been so turned on in my life.
And I love it when Conan O'Brien does his deal where he goes to foreign countries and does a nice hour-long special. Pretty funny stuff. Yeah. Conan Without Borders, in his latest stretch, he goes to Australia and meets with a dialect coach.
Barbecue.
Barbecue. We say Barbie.
Oh, right. Barbie. Barbie. That's the one everyone knows. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, no, we don't say shrimp.
What do you say?
Prawns.
No, wait a minute. There was a whole commercial that for years.
I'll slip an extra shrimp on the Barbie for you.
You don't say shrimp?
No one says shrimp.
They made fools out of us. It's an act of war. Foster's Lager.
Foster's, Australian for beer.
Nobody drinks Foster's.
They don't?
Most bars won't even sell it.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being scammed. My whole life, I've thought the first thing you get to shrimp. Australia, you have a shrimp on the barbie with a Foster's Lager. And then you go to Outback Steakhouse and you talk to Rupert Murdoch about a kangaroo.
Conan in Australia. There
that
we go.
Sounds like fun.
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, a great family-owned appliance repair business. You need help with an appliance, call Terry or Rachel. Make an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
All right, 8:51, Steve and Ted. Coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, we've got Glenn Beck, and he's going to be talking about Mueller time. That's coming up here in just a few minutes at 9 o'clock this morning. Stocks finished a wobbly day of trading yesterday with modest losses that erased most of the market's slight gains from a day earlier. The S&P fell 6 points, the Dow dropped 3. NASDAQ Composite slid 4 points. And United Airlines is trimming its ambitious growth plan for 2019 because of the grounding of its 14 Boeing 737 MAX jets. Airline executives say they plan to discuss potential compensation with Boeing, but they're not putting a figure on extra costs caused by the plane's problems. The MAX was grounded last month after a second deadly crash. All right, new delivery target for the Citation jet. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Textron's CEO says he has a new target for deliveries of the Cessna Citation Longitude business jet. CEO Scott Donnelly says he expects deliveries of the new aircraft to begin in the third quarter. The certification process by U.S. regulators is moving slower than expected. Textron Aviation had planned on making first deliveries back in late 2017. A Wichita motion design and production company has a new owner. Burley Studios was founded by Chad McClure in 2010. He now becomes the Associate Creative Director of Motion for the Kansas City purchaser, MBB. According to MBB's partner and COO, Jim Brown, Burley's capabilities meet MBB's push to continue evolving with clients. And backers of Opportunity Zones became concerned that the new tax incentive meant to encourage investment in struggling communities would steer money into real estate plays instead of businesses that would create jobs. But the Trump administration released a set of rules Wednesday, and those appear to have eased many of those fears. Under the proposed rules, investors will have several ways to qualify for the Opportunity Zone tax breaks. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Steve and Ted in the morning. And Ted, last night you and I were doing some storm coverage here for KNSS. And, of course, you've been rehearsing for Gridiron, the big show involving the local journalists and the spoofing of local politicians, the national politicians. So you missed rehearsal last night.
Yeah, I missed rehearsal last night, so I'm a night behind here. Got to make that up.
Is that going to hurt you in any way?
Well, Well, probably. I'll have to play catch up.
Probably
here.
have to learn those last dance steps that you guys do.
Yeah, that's exactly
here.
What's going on.
That's
going to
be a challenge. But
opening night of Gridiron, by the way, 1 week from tonight
at
the Orpheum downtown, Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
I got to get some tickets because I like to go to that opening night.
April 25th, 26th, 27th.
Yeah, and I think there are going to be three of us this year coming and seeing Gridiron, as we do. Make plans to do that every year. That's one of the great, and we're going to be at the Orpheum again.
Yep. Best way to get tickets is to go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office.
Intrust Bank Arena box office?
And that way you don't
office?
Have to pay any fees, any online fees, and you get to choose your seats, and they give you a seating chart. It's very easy.
Well, you can't just walk up the evening of.
You could walk up the evening of and buy tickets at the Orpheum as
we
well.
Can do it
if
that
you want
way?
To get them in advance, yeah, you can go to selectseat.com, but if you want to avoid fees, just go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office.
All right. Coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, your KNSS News, including an update on the stormy weather across south-central Kansas last night. That's on the way, 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.